Thank you. We had some interest on the part of a council member to look into modifying our water and sewerage code to allow city staff to require people to fix water leaks. Under this, we've created the definition of a water leak, because previous to that, it's called a cross-connection contamination, and people just kind of glaze over when you say that. Everybody understands what a leak is. We're talking about the part of a water service that is on the private property side of the meter. So we're now on the private property. Previously, if we do not change these regulations, the answer is, for the most part, our gentleman that spoke earlier would have a civil issue that would need to be addressed between two property owners. Should we pass this language, city staff, most likely code compliance or some members of public works, would then be authorized to talk with the property owner and mandate that they fix that leak.
Okay. I'll start off with questions. Does this, from your viewpoint, I understand the reason for doing it and the rationale, but does this make sense just from a changing standpoint?
Sure. There can be some challenges of implementing an ordinance of this nature, and again, the gentleman that spoke earlier brought it up, is a lot of times people make the decision that they look at their bill and they look at the cost of fixing the problem and they say, let it leak. So we could be in a position of the city requiring someone to make a very expensive leak to a small bill. However, on the side of environmental sensitivity and the drought that is occurring in Georgia on a fairly regular basis now, there could be great value in making that step. Ultimately, as you're aware, our code compliance process is to warn, to educate, to warn, to educate. Mm-hmm. Once you cross that threshold and you're still not getting any action, you issue a citation and you take it to court. Eventually, it would be in a judge's hands to require somebody to fix the problem if we don't get agreeable.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yes, Jeff.
Under current law, I believe our public or our, we've inspected this facility, we've looked at the neighbor, we've looked at the laws, and currently there's no law in the book that's enforceable, either by DeKalb County or by the city of Dunwoody. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So the circumstances of this particular instance of water affecting nearby neighbors, there's really no other option that we have at this time. That's all we have, is looking at possibly changing this rule.
This is the path that we feel is appropriate if you want to accomplish this particular task, because our illicit discharge code, which we have adopted, does not define this as something that would be a violation that needs to be addressed. And then our existing regulations states that DeKalb County is the only enforcement agency on issues such as this, and their policies do not require them to take action. This would do two things. This would create a clear violation, and it would also include our city staff as an enforcement agency.
Thank you.
First of all, if we're talking green and we're talking water and conservation and everything, I don't see how we can hardly turn our backs on this issue. The other thing is that, there's folks out there that may have a hard time paying for some of this stuff. I understand that too. What the legal ramifications, where do you go with, what are the legal ramifications? Does eventually, if somebody doesn't do this, and you go to court, Brian, you might want to leave. You go to court, and the judge says, Jim Short will fix your leak. And I say, well, I'm not going to do it. And what happens? Do you come in? Does the city then step in, fix it? And then I refuse to pay you, and then you put a lien on my property? How does it go?
The worst case scenario is you have somebody that issues a citation and goes to court, and the judge tells them to fix the problem, and they don't, and then they're found in contempt of court, and then the judge can jail them. That's the doomsday scenario.
but just to follow up that thought, that's the process for anything. I mean, if you don't follow, if your grass is too tall, you get and I'm not saying that's normal course, but if you disregard a judge's actions, you go to jail, which is the default for anything. So I don't think this isn't, in particular, this wouldn't vary from any other code we
That's
have.
Correct.
Right.
Does the city step in and actually, physically, do they have the right? Do we have the legal right to step in and fix a leak? code for somebody that won't fix it?
I will turn to our attorney, but as I understand it, there's nothing in our codes that is written to say we will go on your property, fix you, and put a lien on your property for this issue. I think that would need to be specifically amended in your ordinances.
We can't really go in their property and fix the leak unless we're allowed to go in their property and fix the leak. It's private property. Without their permission, we can't really go in there. We require them to maintain their own water line. If it pops, they're responsible for it. We can't really do anything. The cap won't do anything. It's their system. So
that's where it gets to the judge.
Requiring them to fix it. Whoever it is that does it, whether it's the DeKalb County Superior Court judge or the city of Dunwoody, at the end of the day, you may find that it's still going to be the DeKalb County Superior Court judge, is the only way. We really can't step into that property. It might be problematic.
And again, that goes the same. I keep on going back to all of our codes, but that goes the same probably for the majority stuff, whether you can't come on my yard and mow my grass either, or you can't come and paint
my... We can regulate certain things on your property that will affect public property. And it's a line where we have this. We're basically regulating a private property that affects someone else's private property. But it's not phrased this way. It's phrased in a way that the leak may affect public property, but you're straddling a line where you're telling the property owner, well, your leak may affect that guy, so we're going to force you to fix it, even though it may or may not have absolutely any effect on discharge to public property.
Okay, Dean. You know, this is just a good neighbor policy. I mean, it's what should be done, without question. But I know a few years ago, my house is kind of on the lower side of the hill. The hill above us, the water flowed through there. And it was my impression that a neighbor who has water on his site is responsible for disposition of that water away from my property. Why wouldn't this fall into that category? It, without respect for where it comes from, it might be a spring under there that's causing this. We think it's a leak, but, you know, why wouldn't this fall under that? This neighbor's producing water somehow or another.
He
needs to dispose of it.
It would fall under that. But then the question is, who gets to enforce it? And in many respects, the person that gets to enforce it is the person that's damaged by it. That's why there's a civil court system. When your water runs off onto someone else's property, that person has the right to take you to court. Now, that doesn't necessarily give every government jurisdiction the right to start, you know, regulating how you deal with your neighbor. And like I said, if you get general with this, and I think the phrasing here is general enough, but when you start trying to regulate one neighbor's effect on another neighbor's property that doesn't have any effect on public property, you get into a question as to, are you overstepping the bounds of what you can do to protect people against themselves or against someone else? That's why the person who's being hurt by the leak has a civil action right. And then the Superior Court judge or State Court judge then gets to issue an order requiring the other guy to fix it, pay for damages. We can't require them to pay for damages. What happens if they refuse to fix a leak? You're going to cite them for leaking on someone else's property. They're going to come into court and say, well, we didn't damage any public property. We'd like to have to tell you whose other property I can damage. You're straddling a line. I'm not saying you're crossing a line by this, but you may end up in an enforcement quandary.
Okay.
So, Robert says, I don't hear make a recommendation, but this sounds like you're thinking it should be a civil action between two individual property owners, not having the government.
And we're prudent that way in because it won't present an enforcement, like I said, quandary when we get to municipal court that say person A does not in fact comply. You issue them a citation. If he comes to court and says, well, how did I damage public property? What right do you have to tell me how to deal with my neighbor? My neighbor can go and sue me if he wants to. Now, I'm not saying that any of it will be regarded as over-regulation to reach the point of a Fifth Amendment violation. It won't. There's not enough of a regulation to do that, which is why I can't not recommend you doing this. What I'm saying is you may have an enforcement point where they're just going to say, well...
So, in effect, you end up with the city inserting itself into what essentially
into is a private property issue. Into a fight between person A and person B.
Okay, let me go ahead. That's all you got.
Let me just clarify one thing, though. When you're talking about water, you're talking about a public asset that affects all of our citizens in the city and this area. I wonder if there's a differentiation there at all. I mean, if I'm looking at this as a public asset, i.e., I can't wash my car, but you can let your water drain all over your yard, I don't understand. You know, Seth doesn't add up to me.
Now you're getting into water restriction, and it's fine. If the amount of water this person uses because they don't fix the leak violates some kind of a already established water restriction, that's a separate issue. Then you can say, you're overusing water, we're going to cite you for violating the water restriction.
I think the restriction is only on like spring.
But the restriction is
not a gallonage issue. It's a,
right.
The restriction is only on water. And so,
is, you know, water is it's a public asset, you know. I think, you know, in the good neighbor policy, there are, you know, it just seems to me like somewhere along the line that we have some responsibility to protect the citizens, you know. But
okay.
All I can say is you can't force people to be good neighbors.
The one other question, we don't beat this dead horse anymore, but the, unless you all want to, the, you went back to, I'm just curious, on how did I damage public property, you know, that statement, how did this damage public property? I'm just curious, how does that correlate back, and I keep on going to tall grass because it's probably the most mundane of codes, right? How does that damage public property?
Aesthetics, we have an inherent right to regulate certain aesthetics.
Okay.
This doesn't really go towards aesthetics.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, and then one other point then, just for food for thought, and then I'll go to Robert, would be the potential, I would think, mosquito issue, which is a larger...
Just wrote down.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Rob.
So, just one quick question. Is one of the choices that the judge might have, obviously, the nuclear option could be sending somebody to jail, and that seems certainly at a municipal court level, that seems incredibly unlikely. It's more likely to be a fine, right? Would one of the options the judge has would be to disconnect their water service until they fix the leak? Is that an option the judge would have to?
I'm not sure that a judge on something like this could order, especially not our judge, since it's the Cap County Water System.
Right.
We're not the one getting paid for the water, the Cap County. And the Cap County has certain policies as to when they will disconnect your water, and I don't think a leak from one property to another is one of them.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Just asking. Okay.
Okay. Anything else on this before we move on? You didn't know what you're up for this evening. Thank you. All right. Discussion chapter 14.